Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in God's house? We were on vacation last Sunday. I want to thank Mike Kelly for filling in last week. He did a great job. And then whatever Wednesday it was, Charlie filled in for me. It would have been last Wednesday or the week before that. Hey, have a few things I want to mention that he mentioned in the announcement video. If you have any prizes for VBS, there is a green tub out there in the foyer. You can place them in there. If they're too large for that, then you can bring them into the office area. And we just appreciate everything that you're able to do. And again, VBS is just 2 weeks away. It's going to be lots of fun. Can't wait. If you've been wondering, well, should I help with that or not? Let me help you. Yes, you should. We'll need all hands on deck. It takes 30 people or so, maybe even more than that, to get everything taken care of that needs to happen. We're planning on around 100 kids, and we just want to be a blessing to them and teach them about Jesus. Going to be lots of fun. So you can give us a hand with that. Also, a couple other things. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life and you have not followed him in water baptism yet, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. It'll be July 31st. That's the end of this month. During the morning service on July 31st. We have a baptismal tank right here. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you're interested in that. And we'd love that privilege. And so also, I want you to begin to think about a couple things. Make sure, really love for you to be here for our missions convention. Missions convention is going to be August the 7th through the 14th. And that will be, we're going to have mission speakers here. But really the thrust of it is to get our minds on missions. And so also we're going to be challenging you to give specifically to missions and make a commitment to doing that. And you'll find out some more about that, but it's a big deal. You may not know this, but the Assemblies of God was started to send missionaries. That was the whole purpose, and really it still is to reach people for the gospel. Okay, so we're gearing up for missions convention. That's like a month away, and then at the end of August we're planning a block party. And we're planning that block party we're connecting with the Nazarene Church across the street. We're going to be doing a block party, and we just want to, again, reach people. It'll be an opportunity. This is going to be outreach for us. It'll be an opportunity for us to love on others who may not go to church anywhere, okay? Going to be lots of fun. We'll give you more details as they come about. And so if you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to start reading this in verse 1 of chapter 1, 2 Peter. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. Look at what he says here. I am writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. What is that faith? It's faith in Jesus, that he is the one who saves and redeems, that he took our place on the cross, which we sang about. Jesus took our spot on that cross. He died in the place that we should have died, because that's what our sins deserved, isn't it? That kind of faith. The faith that says and realizes that Jesus took our penalty and he paid the debt fully. Hallelujah. I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. Today I want to talk about that faith. But he goes on, he says, this faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ and God, our God and Savior. He's saying, you have this faith because it was given to you by God, because he is gracious and he's fair. and he wanted you to know him is basically what it is. And so let me speak about faith for a moment. Faith is something that Jesus looked for all the time. And how do I know that? Well, because Jesus said things like this. He said to the paralyzed man after seeing his friend's faith. Remember, they're the friends that dug a hole in the roof and lowered their friend who was paralyzed down in front of Jesus. Jesus saw their faith. He was looking for faith. And he said, and this isn't on your screen, he said, "Be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven." And he healed him too. And Jesus, to the woman with the issue of blood, when he saw her faith, he told her and he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well." Wow. Now, faith in what? Rather, faith in who? Right? How many of you have heard that it's who you know that counts? And some of you experienced that in life, haven't you? It's who you know. Well, we know Jesus. And then Jesus said to two blind men who believed that Jesus was God's son, they believed that because they went around shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." They continued to shout that. They believed. It was a statement of faith, and Jesus saw that. He touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." You see, that faith is a pretty big deal, isn't it? Faith's a pretty big deal. Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 2. "Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. We will confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory." Because of our faith, we have undeserved favor. Because of our faith, we have a promise of an eternal home. Because of our faith in who Jesus is. Hallelujah. But I want to share some other things about faith, our faith. John chapter 16, verse 1 is where we'll start. We'll look at the next two verses after this as well. Jesus says, "I have told you about these things so that you won't abandon your faith." That's the same faith we've just been talking about. Evidently, Jesus realized that some might abandon their faith. What does that mean? Give up on, turn away from, right? No way. Today I want to help you and to help you consider that this is a possibility, and I want to help you to solidify it. Your commitment to Christ. Your faith in Jesus. Because we've got to come to a place where we say, no, I serve Jesus and Him alone, regardless. Right? That's got to be our commitment. And let's look at what Jesus said in the next couple verses. He said, "The world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it. But you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so the world hates you." That makes some sense, doesn't it? So we have to then be careful, church, that we're not too close to the world, that we're not living in the world as part of the world. We all have to live here. But it's how close are you to the world versus how close you are to the Lord. And then in verse, just a moment, there we go. In verse, I've lost my place. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, this talks about the same thing Jesus already talked about those who might abandon their faith. Paul writes to young Timothy. He says, "Now, Timothy, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times or the last days, some will turn away from the true faith. It's kind of mind-blowing, really. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Again, you got to steer clear of the world. Got to steer clear. You know, the enemy would love nothing more than to trip you up. And I tell you, he's going to do that every way that he possibly can. Division, anger, hate, gossip, offense. What's that? Come on? Okay, good. He's going to try every way that he can to trip you up and to, because you know, let me talk about some of the other religions for a moment. And I'm talking about those who say that they're Christian and they're not. You know, it's just enough truth in there to that it's really difficult to spot it. To spot the untruth. Does that make sense? How that's just like the devil, isn't it? That's just like the enemy. He wants to try to trip us up. Yeah. We have lots of misunderstandings, don't we? John said, some people have said to him, you know, I don't know why God would do this to you. John is battling stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. Did I get it right? So continue to pray for him. We're believing for a miracle. We're believing for complete healing. But John, it looks like it's already taking a little toll on you, brother. Stand firm. Stand firm. We're praying for you. Anybody got John's back? All right, that's right. Did you see all those hands, John? Woo! That's encouraging, brother. Hallelujah. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Be careful who you're listening to. We don't want to listen to a demon, do we? Then ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to show you and to give you discernment. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, discerning between spirits. It'll help you know between truth and lies. It'll help you know whether someone is serving out of a heart for Jesus or serving out of a selfish heart. The Holy Spirit can help you with that, and He will. I encourage you to ask. So we don't want to be following deceptive spirits, but that's just the thing about deception. They're trying to trick you, right? So then we got to hold on to our faith, because guess what? It is the most precious thing that you have. Some of you are wondering, like, okay, wait, more than my family? Yeah. Because listen, in the end, family's not going to be around. I'm talking when you're standing before God on Judgment Day. Family's not going to be around. They might be next in line. But then it's, did you have faith? Family is important. But what I'm saying is, knowing Jesus is more important. And some of you know that. Some of you realize that, and it breaks your heart because some of your family are not serving Jesus. God sees those. God hears those prayers that you've been praying. Praise God. But Paul tells Timothy here, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time some will turn away from the true faith. Notice he says the true faith. Because there's other faiths out there. Oh, but Pastor Chad, how can you say that Jesus is the only way? Well, because I'm just simply saying what God said. I'm just saying what Jesus said. I'm just saying what the Word of God tells us. And the Word of God is our foundation. It is the standard, not what the world says, church. It doesn't matter what everybody else says. Listen, this whole church could say we should go one way, and if the Word of God says another, guess what we got to do? We got to go God's way, even if it makes everybody mad. Did I say that out loud? Oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? In those ways, our job isn't to make everybody happy. I'm going to tell on my youngest for a moment. Don't tell her I said any of this. She said the other day in the car on vacation, well, I'm bored. And I looked at her. I think her mom and I both looked at her and said, sweetie, it's not our job to make you happy. It's our job to take care of you. It's the truth. It's our job to take care of them. I don't have to provide entertainment for them every second of the day. I'm glad some of you see it the same way that I do. Anyway, the same goes around here. Smile at me if you still love me. But it's not my job to make you happy. With that being said, I love you. And I'm trying to do my best to take care of you, spiritually speaking. You can still smile. Okay. So if people are going to abandon their faith in the last days, anybody believe that we're in the last days? It certainly feels that way, doesn't it? At the same time, it makes me wonder, and major things have happened in on our planet in times past. It makes me wonder if they thought the same thing. And I'm not trying to throw doubt. I'm just throwing out that to me it's obvious. But people are going to abandon their faith. And that blows my mind because I can understand, listen, we want to be a people that if you trip up and you sin, and it's pretty major, we still want to hug you and hold you and love you and say, just come on back. Does that make sense? It's okay, Jesus, that's what the cross was for. Isn't it? But people will trip up and they'll fall away and they'll never try to come back at all. And they'll fall away from the faith altogether. Never to darken the door of a church. Never to bow their heart in prayer. That's not God's design, I promise. How could you leave? I guess then it's not about Jesus, it's about this. So then maybe we as the church have plenty of work left to do, huh? To love on people, and again, not to try to make them happy in every single way, because we can't. But let's just truly love each other. But when it's all about Jesus, and you've given Him your life, and you trust Him, then why on earth would we ever leave Him? Right? When we found the greatest treasure that ever existed. Matter of fact, Jesus told a parable about, remember the pearl of great price? He said a guy found it in a field. He was probably working there. They had probably hired him. While he was there, he found this great treasure, and he hid it. He covered it back up, and then he goes and sells everything that he has so he has the money to go and buy that field, because he knew that pearl was there. That treasure was there. And that's really what we do when we say, Jesus, forgive me. I lay down my life at your feet. I'm yours. My life belongs to you because you're more valuable than what I have. And you're more valuable than what I am. But at the same time, Jesus thinks that we're pretty valuable, doesn't he? To go to that cruel cross. Why would we ever leave him? Why would we ever leave him? Some leave because of the deception. Others leave because of hurts. Yeah. Yeah, that's no good. We've got to just stay close to Jesus. It's all about him anyway. And then other times people will leave because and turn away from their faith because it, can I remind you of the parable of the farmer who scattered his seed? The farmer scatters his seed and Jesus told this parable. Some of the seed fell on the path, and the birds came and picked it up. That represents Satan coming and taking it away immediately. But other seed fell on rocky soil, where there was just a little bit of dirt, more rocks, like Bend County. So some of the seed fell on rocky soil, and that represents those who hear the message. They hear it and immediately receive it with joy. Oh, this is great! But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last very long. Jesus said they fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. Jesus told us that we were going to have problems, didn't he? John, I'm so glad to see you. And you even mentioned a moment ago you're combating that mindset that is just a little off base. What I'm saying is he's dealt a heavy blow. We're all going to have problems from time to time at least. And really, that ought to push us to Jesus. But sometimes it pulls people altogether away because maybe of a misunderstanding of that faith. You see, Jesus wants to save us from our own sin. He never promised that he would save us from problems. He didn't say that. And maybe as the church and as preachers, maybe we haven't communicated it well. And because we say, you know, if you give your life to Jesus, he'll make your life all better. I believe that. Because even though I have problems, Jesus is right there with me walking through it. So in that way, he makes it better. It doesn't mean that we don't have any problems. Some people give up because, oh my goodness, there's a problem. God must not be real. No. Has nobody ever told you that there's this thing called free will? You get to do what you want to do. It might cost you, but you get to do what you want to do. If you speed, guess what? You might get a ticket. That could affect your insurance premiums for the next 2 or 3 years. Just saying. I mean, I wouldn't know. Does that make sense? Okay. So we have free will. God gives us free will. We get to make our own decisions. We're not robots. Even when we serve him, we're not to be robots. We're just supposed to hear and understand what he's saying and then obey. He wants us to follow him because that's what we want to do. What a blessing. But sometimes those problems evidently get in the way. And people turn because of a misunderstanding. Because they don't fully understand that faith, that precious faith. They don't understand that there are going to be problems. If you haven't had any, just wait. There will be some problems. That's not to scare you. It's just a matter of fact. It's just the way things are, isn't it? And it's difficult to answer, but some people have more problems than others. And there's not really any reason. It's just the way it is. Second Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Paul writes, "Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine, to see if you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. If not, you have failed the test of genuine faith." He writes here that we ought to examine ourselves to see if we really do have faith. Wow. You know, and in Mark chapter 8, Mark chapter 8, verse 34 says this, "Then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me.'" If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. See, I think that might be the difference. I think that might be the difference. When we truly give up our lives, we understand that it's all about Jesus. Because we just gave up our life and gave it to Him. Sometimes we think that it's about this. And while I think the church is extremely important, and I preached on that a few weeks ago, really the church has the hope for the whole world. And that hope is Jesus, right? That hope is Jesus. And so we offer that hope, and we offer that faith, and we offer that. But we've got to be the ones that are coming to Jesus and laying our lives down before Him. Because then when you know that He's the one, when you know that it's all about Him, when you know that He's the Savior and He's the Lord and He's the Master, then it doesn't matter what other things come our way, we're just still holding on to Him. Right? Because those other things are going to come. And maybe even more so in the last days. Yeah. You bet. You bet. God's good. He's faithful. He's with us. And we want to focus on Him and not on the other stuff. The other stuff is most likely either a distraction or whatever it is. God can turn it and He can use it for His own good. And the good of His kids. That's incredible that God can use those things to benefit us. And He does it all the time. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts. If you're at home, I don't care whether you bow your heart or not. But I do care whether you respond. This morning, if you're here and the Holy Spirit is working on your heart and you say, you know, I don't know that I've ever actually taken Jesus' words there and given Him my life and let go of my life and given it to Him. But today you're in a place where you want to follow Him and you want to obey Him and you want to have that like precious faith. If you're in that place this morning and you want to give your life to Christ, I'm just going to ask you to slip up your hand so I can see it. If you're at home, I'm going to encourage you to get down on your knees. Uh-huh. I see that. So what we're going to do, maybe you know Jesus, but maybe you've been getting distracted by other things, some of those problems. I'm just going to invite you to the altar. I'm going to ask our worship team if they'll come back and play something and get ready for the altar time. If you need to, maybe you've been distracted and you just want to seek the Lord in the altar this morning and say, Lord, help me. I've been distracted. I've been letting these things get too deep into my heart. Lord, help me not to allow them to penetrate my heart. Lord, I want to just simply focus on you. We're gonna open up the altar, and I want to pray with you up here. We're going to worship the Lord together and seek his face. He's the one who's worthy. He's the one who's worthy. Jesus said, if you cling to your life, you'll lose it. If you cling to your own life, you'll lose it. But if you give it up, you'll find it. Hallelujah. Come and seek the Master this morning. Thank you.